Counsel for the petitioners and respondents are poised to deliver their oral addresses to the Supreme Court tomorrow. The oral address will offer the counsel the opportunity to make clarifications and necessary additions to their written addresses, which they had earlier filed with the court. Each of the parties will be allotted 30 minutes within which to make the uninterrupted submissions. Bubu Klinogo, our special correspondent at the Supreme Court election petition hearing on the 2012 election, will bring us more on this issue.
The oral presentation is an opportunity for counsel to showcase their oratory and advocacy skills, which they will attempt to use to persuade the 9 justices to sway to their side. The petitioners are expected to highlight the key alleged violations, which they claim affected the result. They are also likely to cite a number of authorities, constitutional and statutory provisions to back their claims and ask the court to declare that President John Mahama was not validly elected and that it was Nana Akufo-Addo who was the legitimate winner of the election. For their part, all the 3 respondents are likely to be unanimous in calling on the court to dismiss the petition for lack of merit. The respondents are expected to argue that the 2012 election was by far the most free, credible, and transparent in the history of Ghana. They will again argue that no election anywhere can be absolutely free of challenges and hitches here and there, and that the irregularities that occurred in December were mere errors that did not affect the outcome of the election. They will conclude by praying the court to uphold the declaration of President John Mahama as the outright winner of the election. Ahead of the presentations, Radio Ghana spoke to the spokesperson of the NDC legal team, Victor Kojoga Adaudu.
I think that we have been ready ever since when we started this. We said yes, we were going in and we were battle ready. What exactly we have to do is that the address has already been filed. What we need to do tomorrow is to just summarize or give a gist of the address, the law, the evidence, the fact has been put before the court. We give summary of it, then we give the interpretation we understand as to what is irregularity, what is omission. That is what we would give to the court, the interpretation, or how we understand it.
Right, each of you will have 30 minutes to speak. Looking at the volume of document that you have filed, do you think that 30 minutes is enough time for you to bring out all the key issues in your address?
I think the 30 minutes is enough, because they would also read the address. If the issues which are germane, I think the other issues are consequential issues, whether the law defines it as irregularities or not, and what are the answers. I think 30 minutes is enough.
There is also an issue about the order of presentation. We are not too sure who will address the court first.
Yes, I think the court will decide. The court has some discretion. We have seen novelty in this case. It's because when it comes to election matters, it has a special dispensation. It is not a normal civil proceeding where we will have to stick rigidly to the rules. So you see the court has to balance some interests and issues. And this is how we are seeing election petition.
Mike Okwe Jr. also speaks for the legal team of the petitioners.
The petitioners are as ready as they could be. Let's remember that the addresses is just going to contain additions, mainly pointing out anything extra that may not have been captured, and also emphasizing some of the highlights that are in the address for the judges to take particular note of.
The petitioners have already filed about 160-page written address. Do you think that 30 minutes is enough for you to point out the key issues in the written one?
Oh, yes, very much so, because that's the whole essence of a presse. You don't need 3 hours to read through the whole thing in court. What you just want to do is to draw the attention of the judges to the highlight the particular areas that you want them to look at and to draw the conclusions thereof.
Yeah, in times past, the petitioners have sought to request the use of PowerPoint presentation. Is that something you're going to push for again?
Oh, well, since PowerPoint was not allowed in the examination in chief, the cross-examination, the re-examination, I wouldn't suppose that will be allowed in this instance. But the next thing, and that is what lots of people are looking forward to, is the arrangement. Who speaks first, the respondents or the petitioners?
So which one are you going for, the petitioner? Would you want to speak first?
I think ideally we would want all 3 of them to be first.
For now, all roads lead to the Supreme Court tomorrow.
Bubu Klinogo, our special correspondent at the Supreme Court election petition hearing on the 2012 presidential election, with that preview.